Sometimes it gets so hard to listen. It gets hard for me to use my eyes when all around the gold is glistening, making sure it keeps me down my size. Cause I don't wanna know about evil. No, I only wanna know about love. It's hard for us to use our eyes when all around the gold is glistening, making sure it keeps us hypnotized. Cause I don't wanna know about evil. I only wanna know about love. I don't wanna know about evil. No, only wanna know about
Don't Wanna Know is not one of ours. It's a song by another artist, and it's a song that we just really loved. Our arrangement is different from the original, but it is, I think, resonates in this time. Don't Wanna Know About Evil, I Just Wanna Know About Love. And it might sound cliche, it might sound a bit corny, but it's true, you know? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now that is ugly. I think it's always been there. I just think it's rearing its ugly head because we have people in power in the States that are giving those people a voice and saying it's okay to be racist. It's okay to say these outrageous things like Haiti is garbage, or say only rapists and bad people come to America from Mexico, and all these things, you know. So there just seems to be negativity in the world that I like I said, I feel it's always been there. I just think that people in the White House have given it an approval for it to be okay, and it's not okay. So I think we also need to be reminded, Michael Franti said this last night, if you hang out with negative people, you will be negative. If you hang out with positive people, then you will be positive, you know? So that's a song that touches on that a little bit. It's sometimes I don't want to know about the other stuff. I want to know about love. I think there could be more love in the world, for sure.
When do you feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or when you're up on a stage performing?
I love performing. I'm really my element there. I also just really love writing and creating. I think one of the things that turns me on the most in the world is songwriting or creativity. I love it when I'm able to be creative, but I also love to see other people be creative, you know? And it doesn't have to be necessarily in a musical sense. I love it when people are creative with art or art installations, or if you see someone being really creative with food. I just like creativity. I like it when people express themselves in one way, form, or another, and they create something with that part of their soul. And it's, I think it's just so fascinating. And I love to see that in the world.
You've toured extensively nationally and internationally and performed at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. and countless festivals, including headlining spots at Denmark's Tundra Festival and Warwick Festival in the U.K., amongst lots of others. Lots of special shows in there, I'm sure. But is there one that stands out in your mind as really one that felt amazing to do?
You know, I don't have a one performance. There's just been, I think, just too many that are really wonderful. I think sometimes people would assume that, your favorite show or the best show you've ever played is in front of a lot of people. That's not necessarily the case. I've had some amazing shows when I was playing to maybe 20 people. I've had some amazing shows playing to a lot of people, and that's a rush when you have a big crowd in front of you as well. I think that I get the most memorable ones are when I feel that it sounds good. I feel that I'm able to lose myself in that moment. Sometimes you're really aware of what you're doing, you're aware of what you're playing, you're aware of the crowd, you're aware of your space. And sometimes if you're lucky, you lose all that and you're just literally in the music, in the notes. And if you're able to do that, that is really incredible. And I've had that a few times in my life, and I can't recall exactly which ones they were, but those would be my favorite times.
Have you had a chance to check out any of the other performances at this festival that you've particularly enjoyed?
Yeah, we talked about Michael Franti. I thought he was really fabulous. The Little Smokies were really also a lot of fun. Right now in the background, we can hear Ferris and Jason Romero, who I think are amazing, such amazing singers, beautiful harmonies. Son de Madera from Mexico were fabulous. We did some a workshop yesterday with the Reverend Seku, and that's also amazing. So yeah, I think this is a really special festival. It's got a really great energy, a really great vibe to it, and they really books a lot of amazing music here. So I think this area is lucky to have this festival here.
Absolutely, we love it. Do you have a favorite song to perform live, or one that you feel really gets the audience going every time?
One of my favorites is America. That's one of my favorite songs to perform. Sometimes the ballads, we don't play a lot of them because quite often people come out and they want to come out to dance. But some of the ballads I really connect to. There's a song I wrote many years ago called Stars. I really connect to that song when I play it. And Better Than the Last is important to me as well, so I really connect to that. There's a song on the Locarno record called Joa that I really connect to. That's my son's name. I wrote a song I wrote for him. So yeah, there's always a emotional or spiritual connection to singing, I think. So sometimes you can really get behind what you're saying, and that means a lot.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months? Are you working on any new music?
We're going on tour to Europe in September.
Wow.
And then I'm due to make some more records. I've been busy with a number of other projects. I started a world music festival in Vancouver, and that's really kept me busy. I started a management and booking agency that handles a lot of groups, three of them which were here this weekend that I represent. So those projects on the business side of things have kept me really, really busy. On a personal goal, I got married not long ago. Calissa and I just had a baby. And we have another, thank you so much, and we have another kid as well. So, you know, parenting is obviously very important and takes a lot of my time, and I love that. And my kids are only going to be this age for so long, so I really want to dedicate that time to them. So I really try to balance that work-life thing that we all are trying to balance. So yeah, but I've been busy with all those things, which means that I've I've slacked off a little bit in the writing and recording. I have all these ideas in my head. I just really need to buckle down and write and then eventually record them. So yeah, hopefully in the next couple years, the next few months, couple years, you'll see some new records and some new music from both Locarno and the Paperboys.
Awesome. Do you have a website that we can keep track of that?
Sure, yeah. Paperboys.com. So super simple. And of course, we're on all sorts of social media out there, like Facebook and Instagram and Tinder and Craigslist and Netflix. You name it, we're on there.
And for Locarno, how do you spell that?
Locarno is L-O-C-A-R-N-O. Locarno, and it's locarnomusic.com. Yeah.
Wonderful. Tom, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you very much.
Constant change, city of money.